Missouri, Austin Chubba, Vancouver's Beer the City, over at Save a Beer Box. Nice to meet you. Three.
Nice to meet you too. Hey.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Andy. I'm the drummer of the band.
My name is Blake. I play guitar.
And my name is Kane. I play keyboard. Yeah.
I miss the days more than my youth.
How long have you been together?
Well, the band started, I guess, I can't really think of the exact. We were in grade 10, so that was 2005. So 5 years ago. But I mean, we were still in high school, so to say that it started then is not really accurate, just because we didn't really know what we were doing. So I'd say, like, we started getting serious after we graduated, so we've been at it now for about 3 years.
How time has gone by.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I try to teach my kids to grin.
How'd you get the name?
Well, the name came from a Bible verse. I'm not exactly sure where it is in the Bible, but
you told me it was Matthew, I think, once. Book of Matthew.
Yeah, Kane knows more about where it is.
I definitely do not. I wasn't even there when they thought of it.
Well, nonetheless, it's from a verse that says, "A city on a hill cannot be hidden," and I guess that's just kind of more talking about if you have the light of God, it can't really be hidden. I've kind of taken at the beginning, my stance on it was kind of more about showing my Christianity to all the world, but now it's kind of come down to more like showing a love, you know. And I think that's what the verse is more based on, is more just like, if you have the light of God, which is in my beliefs is basically love.
It's kind of like, in my opinion, that's kind of like what the Bible is based on, and kind of what sort of a spirituality is supposed to be based on, which is unfortunate that it's become portrayed and obscured into a different, like, need to, like, evangelize and need to, like, be like, this is the right way, when it's actually like, no, like, the right way to do anything is, like, loving and, like, being so nice to people. Like, that's it. Like, that's what it's about. And anyways, like, that's kind of what the name has become, which sounds so pretentious. It's just like, our name is like the way to live, which is not like that, not actually when we thought of it at all what we were trying to say, which is what we just said, but that's not what we're trying to say at all right now. Sorry, I'm talking myself in circles now.
For anyone who's not heard the band, what kind of music do you play?
Kind of hard to explain. Like, I would say there's some songs have like hints of indie pop. Some songs are more progressive and kind of maybe harder for some people to get into or get like really kind of like sing along. I feel like our music is pretty hard to dance along to, pretty hard to sing along to, but nonetheless, I hope it's interesting.
What were the themes to the album, In a Quiet World?
The themes were actually kind of, because it was our first album, all the songs were not written at the same time at all. They were all written at different times, sort of from the time that we started being a band to the time that we recorded, which is about 3 years. So the themes actually, though, completely went together, which is a total accident and coincidence. And there's themes sort of ended up being like family and sort of a vision into our thoughts on spirituality, or yeah, kind of our hope for what we could maintain in our minds when it came to thinking about spirituality. I don't know.
What's it like to be in Ottawa again?
Oh, what is it like? Pretty cool. I mean, the first time we played here was at a different venue, was at the university, and it was kind of like a smaller show. And I'm just not that I care about how big or small a show is. It's cool to experience different venues, and to be downtown Ottawa is really cool. And Kane and Blake and my brother Josh went to the Parliament today. That was apparently
cool. Yeah, I took a picture of it with my iPhone.
I got a passport here in Ottawa. Kind of went straight to the source to get the passport.
We went for a really nice dinner.
Yep. At what was it?
Darcy McGee's.
Oh, club. Yeah, totally. It was good though.
I'd like to be joined with 89 on the tour.
Well, the last time we were in Ottawa, the only other time we were in Ottawa, it was with Aiden. This is sort of becoming an annual thing, the Reckless Bravery tour with Aiden Knight. Hopefully, I really hope that it continues to go. But yeah, this is our second tour with him, and so it's just, I think it will forever be awesome to have him there. Mm-hmm. He's a great addition to the van.
How old is your good friends of Sed DeWayo, Dezolos, and Hannah Georges? Who else are you from the Vancouver music community you know very well?
Well, I mean, there's Henry and the Nightcrawlers. He's a good friend of ours.
Dave Vertesi.
Hey, Ocean.
Yeah.
Not to name drop here. Like, we don't, I mean, there's not, like, we don't know all of them, like, very, very well, but we like them for sure, and I feel like when you're in the Vancouver scene, the cool thing about being in Vancouver is that all the artists support all the other artists. Even if you're not like best friends with them, they still, you know, you still really support each other, and that was something that was so cool when we kind of came from Kelowna and came over to Vancouver, like got more in the Vancouver scene. Like the bands were so welcoming, which, I mean, I haven't seen cities with different ways of being, but I've heard that it's not that way in other cities. So, I mean, yeah, it's very cool to know so many cool bands. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like we're like name dropping. Like, oh yeah, like
yeah, we know them.
We know them. Because it's like we don't know all of them that well. But I mean, they're all really really nice from getting to know them.
What else do you enjoy listening to at the moment?
Current albums or current albums from last year?
Well, I've just recently... Are you talking about Canadian artists?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just recently, we've been listening to... have you heard of the guy, Destroyer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kaput?
He's
Canadian?
He's Canadian.
Dan Behar.
Yeah. From New Pornographers.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
From Vancouver.
Yeah.
Totally.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
And so that's one that we're enjoying at the moment. Blake's really into a band called In Medias Res.
Yeah, they're from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Don't know them super well, but like them a lot. I love Shad too. Listen to Shad.
Oh, totally. She's amazing.
Yeah, totally.
Shad's really nice. Yeah, it's the best. What about you, man?
I mean, to be honest, I haven't heard anything new that I'm really loving. It's kind of like, maybe like, I just recently, this isn't new at all, this is like years old now, but I just recently heard and am getting really into Emily Haynes' solo record, Knives Don't Have Your Back.
Yeah.
I'm loving that album. So, I mean, that's not new at all, but it's Canadian. It's the newest Canadian thing that I'm into.
The quest for this tour is you gotta find it on vinyl.
Yeah, totally. Gotta find it on vinyl. It's not in print anymore. That's my quest for this tour.
Do you prefer digital or physical music?
I think each has its perks. Like we've actually been talking a lot about like how digital music is gonna progress and the value of that. And that's something that's a long talk, but I like digital music just because it's so accessible, and as it's easy to share, and so I guess in a lot of ways that's also the death of paying for digital music, is just because it's so accessible. And then what I really love about physical music, like vinyl, is that you can just like you can hold it, and that also I think I like physical more, but I think that digital has its perks too.
Cynthia?
Well, yeah, yes. I think the coolest thing about like getting a record is like you get the giant artwork and you hold it. And it's like it's really an experience to sit down with it and listen to the music. So there's that, like for people that are into that. But then I think the ultimate hybrid is to have some sort of physical medium with a download card.
Yeah.
because you get both.
Yeah, that's what I like about the vinyl as well. You get download card.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Even cassettes, like, you could do with cassettes if you wanted to.
Yeah, definitely. So cool.
My own friend, tell me where you've been. Have I wasted away?
What do you think the state of music channels?
Well, I will say the Wedge on Much Music is really cool, and I'm really happy that they brought it back. It's it's a cool format, like how Damien is hosting
it. Man, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, other than that, though, I mean, I would.
Switching out, actually, Kevin Drew just hosted it.
That was last week, yeah.
Oh, cool.
You're bowling last week.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's just, I think there's some, like, the state of music video channels, like MTV, they don't really play music videos. They still do like that MTV Live thing, which is really cool. So, and I mean, I don't mind watching their programming sometimes, you know. But the Aux TV has a channel that's
on TV.
Well, it's like it's like a subscribe thing.
Whoa. To digital.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And apparently it's really good, and that's really awesome.
I watched it a couple times.
Cool. And do they play a lot of videos?
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah.
It depends on the hour.
Yeah, totally. But they're really cool guys at Aux TV, and I'm really excited to see good things happen for them. The all stars still
here. All my tears turned. What's next for you guys?
Well, we're gonna finish off this tour. We're gonna go home and start writing for the for another album, and then record that. And tour more, hopefully tour a lot more. Mm-hmm. We're just like, we're kind of like three guys that just are loving the idea of touring. And so as much as that can happen, we're down for it.
Any summer festivals you might attend?
Hopefully all of them.
Yeah, I literally cannot say which ones we will and won't attend because I have no idea. I would love to have any idea, but I think that after this tour, we'll go back and kind of brainstorm about it and hopefully come up with the answers, you know? Mm-hmm. But there are lots of cool ones, the coolest ones.
We almost went to Sasquatch. Like, we're all together.
But not as a band.
Oh, yeah, are you saying, like, which ones will we attend to watch or play?
No. To play.
So, oh, none. Well, hopefully lots.
But. Yeah, I think we're all thinking the same thing, you know?
Reading in England. Love to do that. Well, that's probably not even the summer.
And that's
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just
a big one. And lastly, what's the website to check out for listeners and my co-host?
The website you can go to is wearethecity.ca. There's links to kind of all of our social networking sites there. And that's, if you click on what you feel like you'd want to look at.
Thank you for taking the time to chat, and good luck for the upcoming months.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lenny, you rock, man.
Lenny,
rock. Yeah.
Lenny.